We're certainly seeing a national tendency toward outsider candidates right now, but could this be the year of the independent in Philadelphia? The 17 seats on Philadelphia City Council are traditionally held by politicians who've come up through the Democratic or Republican Party organizations. But the spring primary brought a couple of new faces to the Democratic delegation, and WHYY's Dave Davies reports the balloting for two at-large seats might yield another independent voice.
No independent has actually won a seat on Philadelphia City Council in at least 50 years. There are always independent candidates, usually on the ballot to make a statement or try and build a movement. John Skaggs is running as part of the Socialist Workers' Party.
What working people need is our own political party, the Labor Party, that we control, that's not controlled by the big money interests.
But this year, there's another independent candidate who some think actually has a shot at winning.
I'm not coming out of the Democratic machine, and I'm not coming out of the Republican machine.
Andrew Stober is a former official of Mayor Michael Nutter's administration. He worked on energy policy and oversaw the creation of the Indigo bike sharing program.
I'm going to owe my allegiance solely to the voters on Election Day, and that's a message that's really resonating with folks all across the city.
How could Stober win? There are seven at-large seats on City Council, but each party can nominate only five candidates. Traditionally, all five Democrats nominated in the spring primary win in November, along with the top two Republicans. To get to council, Stober doesn't have to compete with Democrats. He just needs to beat the second highest vote-getting Republican. In the last election, that was about 39,000 votes. Stober's goal is to convince Democrats and independents to give him just one of their five votes.
I'm running for city council as an independent against five Republicans. Their party keeps guns on our streets and cuts funding for our schools. We deserve better.
That ad doesn't appear on TV. It pops up on the computer screens of people with a history of voting in municipal elections. It's a sophisticated targeting system, and Stober hopes it will produce results. He's raised $122,000 for his campaign, an impressive total for a council race. And he has one more thing going.
I want to strongly encourage our voters to support Andrew Stober.
Yep, that's Mayor Nutter publicly endorsing Stober's bid.
Based on experience, based on track record, I am very, very strongly supporting Andrew, and I'm hopeful that his independent and Democratic-based voice would have the opportunity to serve.
A Democratic mayor encouraging voters not to support the entire Democratic ticket has generated controversy, which in turn helps to raise Stober's profile. Former governor and former mayor Ed Rendell has also endorsed Stober. If he were to win, he would join Democrats Helen Gim and Alan Dom as a group of three council members who got into the chamber without traditional party support. There are two other independents on the ballot. 28-year-old Kristen Combs represents the Green Party. She teaches full-time in public school and told a group in Norris Square recently she's in the race to give working people a voice.
This is the neighborhood of my students, and so I see every day what it is for my students to live in poverty. I know what it is to live on a working person's paycheck, to live paycheck to paycheck, and I think that's really the unique thing that I bring to City Hall.
And there's Sheila Armstrong, a community activist from North Philadelphia who's a plaintiff in a lawsuit challenging how Pennsylvania funds education.
I personally believe that the voice of my community is missing within City Council. And what I mean by my community is families that is living in low income and working and out here struggling.
The challenge for these candidates is reaching voters who will show up on Election Day. Despite the mayor's race and a historic election for Pennsylvania Supreme Court, only 27% of Philadelphia voters cast ballots in the May primary. Dave Davies, WHYY News.